B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is the 4 o'clock hour. We're headed for a live sporting event tonight, the NFL draft, and who the Eagles might come up with. And, of course, the first round of the draft starts at 8 p.m. Andrew Salchunas, Jamie Lynch starting at 6 p.m. Then Devon Givens, Joe Torti at 9 p.m. with every pick. So Devon Torti will be on probably when the Eagles pick, unless there's a trade earlier. And then Salchunas and Lynch get it.
Yeah, it'd have to be pretty early. For them two to get it, but it could. Who knows?
Yes,
there's some crazy reports that suggest that they could get all the way up to the top six.
Well, we'll who see. Knows? Anyway, Tim McManus will be checking in throughout the night with up to the minute draft info on the Eagles, and we'll talk to Tim in about 8 minutes here in the 4 o'clock hour, which is brought to us by Landis Block, your one stop shop to create draw dropping outdoor paradise online, landisbc.com. So today, I do my first Zoom thing. On the morning show with Mike and Alex.
Yeah, it was early this morning, yeah.
Yeah, so I get up at 6:15.
Yeah.
And in fact, the dog looks at me like, the dog is doing these.
She's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, as if to say 6:15, Holmes.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah, so I get up, I get all ready, I get the thing hooked up, boom. Now, I converted one of the bedrooms into an office, so that's to my office. I got the desk and the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so several weeks ago, my smoke alarm in that room went quacking.
Okay.
So, you got to replace the battery.
Right.
So, I take the thing off, and it's hanging, and I put the battery in, but I can't get high enough to get the smoke detector back in
back
the slot
and twist
to turn it, twist it, to solidify it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just left it.
Right.
Because I didn't have a chair. I didn't feel like schlepping a chair.
Yeah.
And I can't use my office chair because it's a wobble. It's a rocker, right? So I can't use that. So I'll get to it later. Well, a couple weeks go by, I forget all about it.
Right.
Because it's, not quacking. It's I don't even notice that it's dangling.
Right.
So I get on the show today and, here I spout all this knowledge, right? I look at Twitter. The only comment is, yo, man, you better fix that smoke alarm. Because in the background, it was hanging down off the ceiling.
I'm telling you, people look more for, the home interior than they do anything else. God,
they pay their closer attention to the studio.
Right. So anyway, I mean, my office has a door on it.
Right.
The door to get into the office. Right? It's a door. So a guy goes, yo, man, what is that? Was that a bathroom door you left open?
I saw that one.
That door leads to the hallway. It's just a door from the office. It'll lead to a bathroom.
These people.
Of course they're going to of course they're gonna take shots, Mike, at you especially. You just can't even live. Can a man live?
No, you can't win. A brother can't win.
You can't live.
Yeah.
Can a brother fix a smoke alarm?
A brother should have fixed a smoke alarm. I mean,
No, I get
speaking of shamads, I mean, that looks like a shamad.
But you didn't realize that it's so early.
No, I don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, what do I care?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll fix it tonight.
What do you think Goodell's
chair in there?
What do you think Goodell's basement's going to look like?
Pristine.
I have this vision that it's going to look like Lex Luthor's lair. You know, he's a super villain.
I can buy that. He is,
and it's
going to
be like neon, and he's going to be sitting in this big leather chair.
Oh yeah, he's mahogany and leather
for sure.
If they allow him to show anything other than an NFL logo, it's going to be something related to his wife.
Oh yeah,
some sort of art thing from a friend of his wife or something.
Right,
I just know it.
How about a portrait of the wife?
Maybe his parents.
It'd be if the wife painted it.
How about Raj and the wife?
Yeah,
his
fam. Do they have kids?
In a tropical setting.
Yeah, they have kids.
Little Goodells. Skippy Goodell.
Yeah, rich kids, too. Real rich. The guy makes $30 million per year.
40.
Huh?
40.
40, yeah. Wow. Rich kids.
Let's go to Shane in Wilkes-Barre. Shane, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shane.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Shane?
Thank you for your service in these tough times.
You're welcome, buddy. Thank you.
All right. I have a question about the draft. Not a question, but more of a philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely the guy that is either sticking with my first pick or trading back a little. All the other picks, I think, could be rolled up. And I say this because if there's about, I could be wrong how many people are in the draft, about 225, 230 or so.
How many will be picked?
Yeah.
No, there won't that be that many picked. It would be, I guess about what?
Yeah, probably about 230 or so. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well, I have a personal cutoff at 120, which is in the middle somewhere in the fourth round. So I never want to be there on Saturday making these picks. Mm-hmm. I only want the top 120 players.
Yeah.
So as it stands now, the Eagles have 8 picks.
Uh-huh.
Two picks only are in the top 100.
Mm-hmm.
5 picks are past 120. Mm-hmm. They're already past people I don't even want. So that being said, if 2 sixes make a 5 and 2 fives make a 4 and 2 fours make a 3 and so on and so forth, there has to be a way to get more picks up to 100. So at an average, if you kept rolling your picks up and you had your first pick at an average around 20, and if you can get a second pick at around 40 and a third pick around 60 and then 80 and so on and so forth.
So you're trading. You're trading back to do this.
Well, if I trade back my first round pick a little to make that happen, I would do that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
To average, you get more players, you know, in that top 100.
Yeah.
Now, if you're like New England, you had more. If you had like a New England has 12 picks, they could potentially trade and get 6 good players in the top 120. If you follow this philosophy. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You want to add quality, and you've defined what quality is. I get it.
Yeah,
but that quality might not hit on a position that you really need.
You're still getting the best players over every year. You're getting the top 4 or 5.
Yeah, but those best players don't help your QB. They might not help your QB. You need to help your QB. You need to fortify your weapons around this kid because he's your franchise.
I still think you can get decent talent.
All right. But I mean, listen, you make sense. It's logical. If you gang up on earlier picks, you're going to add talent to your team. I can't argue with that. Let's go AJ and West Philly. AJ, you're relentless, man. I swear to God, you are relentless.
My favorite part of the day, Mike. I'm from home.
Did you change your board? Is this your last board?
No, it's my last thing. I got a throwback question, and that guy that just was on, this is the reason why they have guys that do the books and the guys do the talent evaluation. Somebody got to say that Tua is better than Herbert. That guy wouldn't be the guy to do that. He's looking at numbers.
Yes.
It was somebody that picked.
It was an analytical view.
Yeah, Arcega Whiteside over DK Metcalf because
exactly.
He didn't watch the game.
Yeah, it was like a money ball approach. He used to use it.
I was remembering back in November, I called you on a weekday after watching Alabama, and I said, Mike, I got the receiver.
Ruggs.
Henry Ruggs III.
Yeah, you love Ruggs from the start.
I didn't even say his name. Yeah. I was like, Ruggs who?
Yeah. No, I misunderstood what you were saying, but I remember you were on Ruggs early.
Yeah, early, mm-hmm. early. Now, I'm going to just tell you this. For what I don't want to see tonight, I don't want the Eagles to draft any defensive linemen. Mike, I want you to go through our rosters at some point today so people can understand our strengths and weaknesses on the team. No defensive linemen and don't draft a quarterback. Last year was a wasted pick with Thorson, and don't pick another guy this year. Pick guys that's going to get on the field and play, man.
I got you. I agree with you. I don't think they should take a quarterback in this draft. About that, because of the Thorson mistake.
Yep. Now, and one thing I want you to do, if we go to the court and the plan and we trade up and we grab a receiver, Mike, I want you to tell me what is the plan for middle linebacker on our team. And if
I know you're obsessed with that middle linebacker thing, but I think they can grab one from another team before they actually start the season, or they can draft a linebacker in the fourth round. So we'll see what they do. Anyway, this is it. My man is on the clock from this moment on, and he joins us for the final time as we lead into the draft. Of course, he'll be on 97.5, the Fanatic, all night long with updates on what's going on. He covers the Eagles for ESPN.com. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. His name is Tim McManus. Tim, what's the latest, brother?
Mock season's over. It's the real thing, baby.
Yes, it is.
It's the real thing, and the rumors are flying like crazy right now out there in respect to the Eagles and elsewhere. You're seeing rumors about them moving up to number 11 with the Jets getting Rasul Douglas in picks. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff flying around, and that's pretty typical for this stage, right? We are counting down. We are under 4 hours until it kicks off. Mm-hmm. And so pretty soon we're going to be getting some clarity.
Yeah, so to go over some rumors that you're hearing, because actually a guy asked me, so let's trade the Jets. We'll give them Rasul Douglas and Dillard for their pick, for their 11th pick. Is that what the rumor you heard?
Well, there was one where it was a future third and Rasul Douglas to move up. I mean, that seems light from the Jets' perspective.
It's really light. Yeah, you know, like Doug, when Joe Douglas is in love with Rasul Douglas.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So I don't know if that's going to happen. And Dillard, I know that there's been one rumor after another goes on with him for whatever reason. But I'm not expecting him to be on the move. And I think that, bigger picture, while there could be this like massive trade, I mean, who knows, like a splash one, where my mind is at is that if there's going to be a trade up, that I think that the odds are that it's going to be a smaller trade. Like if one of the desired prospects falls into like the mid to late teens, and Roseman is sitting there and doesn't want to get burned and wants to make sure he secures one of his guys, then he makes a smaller trade up. That makes the most sense to me because they do want to have like a decent volume of picks. I mean, that's been an objective for several seasons now that they haven't really been able to execute. And so it makes more sense for me for them to do a smaller trade to get into like, the 16, 17, 18 range, as opposed to making a big splash trade up.
Yes, and in fact, that kind of trade, I got all these mock drafts in front of me, and they are what they are worth, but like a guy like Jeremiah and Charlie Cassidy may have a source plugged in a little more than guys that are just doing mock drafts, but the guy from CBS Sports, Josh Edwards, says that they trade up five spots, and they grab Justin Jefferson with the 16th pick. That's the kind of trade you're talking about, right?
That's the kind of trade I'm talking about. I don't know if that's the player that they would move up for. But, the guy that I have in mind is Ruggs.
Okay.
Because, they have this desire to get fast. I mean, they want speed. And that applies to wide receiver and all their positions. They were way too sluggish last year. They were too plodding on offense, and I think that they recognize the name of the game in this league is to have speed, and Ruggs has 4.27 speed. So he makes sense for me for somebody that they would move up for. And now it becomes the question of how's the board going to fall in front of them? Is Ruggs going to go like 13, at which point, does it take him out of it? Or, is he the third or fourth receiver to go and falls into closer range? But I could see them making a move for a guy like that.
Okay, so they can get up the 16 to get Ruggs, they would do it. If they can't do that, you're saying that they wouldn't move up to get Jefferson. But if he's there at 21, maybe they take him.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see because there's the debate of, all right, is he, he's not the burner type. He's got decent speed. I mean, he tested really well at the combine. His game speed doesn't necessarily match the 4.43 that he ran. But the big question for him is he specifically a slot receiver? And if the answer is yes on the NFL level, then they have to kind of figure out how they would utilize him, given that they want to run two tight end heavy sets frequently. And so that's a real question. I think if they had their druthers, it would end up being a speed receiver. But that's going to be an interesting question for them if Jefferson is on the board, whether they go in that direction, decide to trade back, or how they execute that. But if we're talking about a trade up, I think it's probably more for somebody like Ruggs. And I could also see somebody like Chase Young because we know how they value the offensive and defensive lines, edge rush in particular. I think that they need an infusion there. So maybe this scenario, if they have to move up a couple spots, I mean, that would make sense organizationally based off of their history.
All right, I'm going to give you a couple mock draft scenarios, and you comment as you see fit here. Charlie Casserly has the Eagles trading up to 10 and selecting C.D. Lamb. Likelihood of that happening?
No, I mean, I think that he's a player that would absolutely fit, but as we said, are they willing to give up the draft capital necessary to go to 10? So I'm going to kind of lean against that.
All right. So what, 20, put a percentage number on that that would happen.
I would say maybe like 10%.
Okay. 10%. That's not likely. All right, let's move on. Jeremiah has the Eagles watching the board with all five top four wide receivers are gone. They sit at 21, take Kenneth Murray. Your thoughts?
I would say that's probably more in like the, I don't know, 30% range for
okay.
me. Like,
all right.
Because the conversations that I've had suggest that there actually is like, has been like real debate over whether to take a linebacker mm-hmm. at that spot and Kenneth Murray being the guy. If the four wide receivers get wiped off and they're sitting there and he's that high value, I think that there could be a scenario where that unfolds. So I don't know if it's the most likely thing, but I could see it transpiring.
All right. Let's go now with this one here because you just mentioned this. Peter Schrager has the Eagles passing on Justin Jefferson at 21 and taking Chase Young.
If Chase Young falls, and if it's between Jefferson and Chase Young, I would think they would go Chase Young.
Really?
The value. Yeah, because you can't get edge rushers everywhere. They usually go quick, and Chase Young is viewed as like the second best one in this draft. And so I think that they would see value there and say, you know what, we can get our wide receiver in rounds 2 and 3 and maybe 1 and 4, or whatever the case is. So I would think they would go Chase on it.
So your percentage is what, closer to 100 on that?
Between those two? Let's say like,
90 something?
Let's go like 70.
All right, 70. All right, it's good enough. 70 is good. All right, now finally, Kuiper. He's got the Eagles passing on Ruggs and taking Kenneth Murray at 21.
That I would be very surprised.
Okay.
I would be surprised. I mean, Ruggs just makes too much sense for I think, the team that they want to be.
All right. So you believe, like, how do you think the Eagles have the wide receivers ranked in order, those first four guys?
A good question. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, I would think, is the number one on most boards. Judy would be the natural number two, but there is the whole thing with the knee, and does that scare you a little bit to change your rankings? And so I think that it would either be Judy or Ruggs as number two, and I think Jefferson would be four out of those four.
All right. Just in the rest of the draft, if they do take wide receiver and they land Ruggs at 21, what order of position would they then look at? Would they take two receivers in a row, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, I mean, like, if they ended up getting Jefferson in the first one and a guy like Hamler is there at 53, I mean, maybe a scenario plays out that way. I think that also, once you get into that second round spot, you can look at defensive backfield, which I think that they do need to prioritize at some point. And there are a couple guys sort of in that range, like an Amik Roberson that might end up enticing them. Linebacker Logan Wilson is somebody that they like, and he's going to be a day two guy. And so I can kind of see that unfolding. You know, they're going to want to hit the offensive line at some point. They're going to want to hit defensive secondary at one point. They should hit linebacker at some point. So those are probably the other ones that are on their radar for sure.
All right. Sounds good. Tim, busy night for you, and we'll look forward to all your contributions tonight. Take care.
Awesome, Mike. All right. Take care.
All right. There he is. Tim McManus, Eagle beat writer, ESPN.com, laying it out. So Chase Young available at 21. They would pass on Jefferson, says the man who covers the squad.
I could live with that. Defensive end, I can live with it. Linebacker, I couldn't.
Okay.
Defensive end, I could live with it.
All right. Interesting. We'll see if that happens. We'll see if there's approval for that. Let's throw that out there to the people. People? They would pass the wide receiver Jefferson to take his college teammate, Chase Young. The rushing defensive end. You down with that? Dan in Lehigh Valley, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Dan.
Mike Mintz, how's it going,
What's
bro?
What's up, Dan?
Hey, all good. Hey, Ty and Nat, hope you guys are good and all and safe and all you guys. I want to, real quick, I want to talk about the draft and I want to give you my results, but real quick, because I've been listening all week, Pedro Martinez would have been a steal. I wanted to call yesterday, but I was too late.
Yeah, he would. He would have been okay. A good selection in that 3-round mock draft that we did.
Just because the steroid error. That's the only reason why. But I called a couple weeks ago. I came on negative. It was I called you guys the day I got tested, and it's still rough. Because then a week and a half later, my sister had to get tested because she got sick.
Yeah.
And she also came out negative, which is...
Well, that's good news, yeah.
And I think they're doing improvement with, because she got the result the next day, which is tremendous.
Yeah.
And hopefully everything gets better. But real quick with the draft, and I know because I don't have a lot of time, could they get their guy just... get a playmaker. Our wide receivers towards the end of the year last year was Nelson. Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson were all out. And Dante Burnett, Greg Ward, who I think could still fit in the slot, and J.J. Arcega, Whiteside were the starting receivers.
Right.
Can they just go get their guy? Julio Jones, I think CD Lamb or Ruggs, whatever you have to do, just go get your guy. Get a playmaker for once.
I agree. I mean, that's been my stance the whole time here. They got to get aggressive and move up and get their guy.
It's going to be great tonight. Luckily, we have something to watch tonight, but I just hope everybody stays safe. I hope everything goes good. And hey, love you guys, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it. And stay safe, you and the fam. 610-632-0975. All right, we got an hour and a half left here. So I need you to spill it out, right? I know you don't want to commit. But I'm asking you to commit right now. Who are you taking and how and why? It's the Mike Missanelli Show. It's on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
It's time for the update on the Twitter poll. And that is brought to us by Paul B. Moore and Sons. It is brought to us by Wing Party herself, Natalie Eganoff.
With Wing Party?
Did you put the order in yet? Or?
No, I mean...
No? Oh, it's a late wing call-in.
Yeah, they should be fine. I'm only getting 20. I'm not getting a lot of wings.
You're making an order for 20 wings?
Yeah. That should be fine. I should get here by 8.
Small order.
I mean...
not even worth coming
just
out.
Me and one person.
All right. I'm delivery guy. I got to go at 20 wings.
Well, I know probably just something else.
Huh? But 20 wings for two people? Well,
how many wings do you eat, Mike?
No, I'm saying the delivery guy usually is like for something like this is... Well, I guess because you can't have a lot of people ever, so they're used to the small orders.
Yeah, he'll make multiple.
Never mind
trips.
That was just foolish on my part. Yeah.
But if I had more people for more wings,
knock yourself out with the 20.
I would go right. I know there's a spot that I would go to pick them up.
Do you get them extra hot? How do you get them?
I actually get them dry.
With
the sauce on the side because I like to reheat them and sauce them myself.
Okay. That's wrong with that.
No, thank you. Ah. All right, today's poll, we just added another one, too. What do you want to happen tonight? 19% say BPA 21, 48% say trade picks up, trade picks to move up, 16% say trade down, 17% say trade Ertz to move up. And then we just added another one. Would you be okay with the Eagles passing on LSU receiver Jefferson and drafting defensive end Chase on if both are available at 21? 23% say yes. 77% say no.
Ooh. Okay.
I think they might have a lot of disappointed people. I think if he's there at 21 and the top guys are gone, I think they're going to go defensive end.
At this point, I think regardless of how each of them are as a player, I think the fan base is so hell-bent on having a receiver that they're going to be pissed if it's not.
Well, I think they're going to prepare for it.
I think so too.
If it falls a certain way, you're going to take the defensive end.
It's all going to depend on the board. But right.
If it falls a certain way.
Exactly. It's likely. And there's going to be hell to pay. The fans are going to be so mad.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. One open line, 610-620-975. You can climb in. AJ in Jenkintown. What's up, AJ? Who you selecting?
Look, all I got to say is, first of all, I love the fact you guys played Deion Cole last week during the comedians thing, because I love Deion Cole. And I just watched his Cole Hearted again on Netflix, and I was cracking up.
Is that where he's got the notepad out?
Yes, when he tests jokes.
Yes, he tested the jokes. Yeah, I saw that one.
When he made the joke about no one knows where catfish nuggets from, don't you know my mom made catfish nuggets before she went to work?
That's funny. Yeah, he's a funny dude. Anyway,
he's a funny dude.
I like his delivery.
Blackfish, it's a great show. Yeah. Yes, he has a very nice delivery. Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like they're going to probably, now your screen caller corrected me because I did say it wrong, but I think they're going to stay where they're at, but I feel like Ruggs might fall to the Eagles. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's wishful thinking, and I hope it's that easy. I know that would be the easy part of it.
I just think that Howie's scared, and I don't think the other teams trust him, so they won't take any of his, like, how about this, car salesman stuff, trying to move up. Yeah. So I feel like he's either going to stay there or they're going to move back, but I feel like one of those guys will move to us for some weird reason, like somebody's going to screw up something, and Ruggs or one of them, or even Mims might even go to the Eagles. But I just feel like if they do get a defensive end, that shouldn't be bad, because that still serves a purpose that we couldn't fulfill, or they couldn't fulfill. I shouldn't say we, I'm not on the team, but that they couldn't fulfill in the past year since Chris Long left and in previous years. So it's like anything's possible. I rewatched some old games from the December games, and I just loved how the guys came together in those last four games, but it really shouldn't have come down to those four games. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad it did. And shout out to Carson Wentz, because he's about to be a father. So hopefully this will give him even more vigor for the new year. And hopefully all 16 games will be his again, and we can prove everybody wrong.
That's what they say. You marry first of all, settles you down, and you have a kid that makes you even more mature.
That
seems to be the American formula, right?
Yeah, he sealed it from day one. As much as you make fun of his dressing, as much as I love Carson because he's very pure type of dude. Like, I don't think there's any crap with him, and that's what I love about him. So, geeky or not, he's our quarterback. I like him because he's a clear thinker. He got humbled in the last two seasons, and if there's anything that motivates you to be better than the year before, it's seeing your backup quarterback friend get the glory before you got a chance to.
He's going
to have a
red
chip on his shoulder.
So, AJ, you're going to just munch on some catfish nuggets tonight for the draft?
Catfish nuggets while I'll be checking Ty and Nat out on IG Live, Club Quarantine Part 2,
All right.
NFL draft.
All right, you have a great night.
Okay, bye.
There's the great AJ. And Thomas and Broomall, equally great. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, guys. Happy draft day.
What's going on, buddy?
Good. So I think what the Eagles are going to do, they're going to stay pat at 21. I think they get Justin Jefferson. I don't think Ruggs is going to be at 21. I highly doubt that. And, Ruggs and Lamb, they're already going to be taken by pick 13.
Why is it that Jefferson doesn't excite me? I'm trying to warm up to the possibility. They take the receiver and it's Jefferson, and I just can't. It's not sending me over the edge.
Yeah, I mean, the other two guys, I don't see them moving up, and I don't, and I think that's going to be the guy at 21. I'm not sure about Alshon. I'm not sure if he's going to be getting traded tonight or when he does. So we definitely need a receiver. Especially we didn't get DeAndre Hopkins. We had a chance to get him in the off season. I don't think Carson was very happy that we didn't get him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, they come in to tonight, they're going to pick a receiver, and it's going to be Justin Jefferson. Hopefully he does well with us.
All right. Why is it like, I'm almost more hyped to select Murray than I am Jefferson. Why is that? Am I wrong?
You could be wrong.
What is it that Jefferson's not moving me?
Well, there's
like, I look at Murray, I go, that guy will be a Pro Bowl player. I'm not sure I can say that about Jefferson.
Yes, but the question is wide receiver more important to a more important position than linebacker?
It is if it's a more dynamic guy. See, I'm not putting him in the dynamic three.
You're not, yes, but what if they are? What if they think that, because the previous year he did play outside, and then they recruited more guys, brought in a brand new offense, and moved guys around.
Well, here's what I'm
he's big, I'm fast.
Yeah, here's what I'm leery about. He wasn't on the board early. This is a Leighton Jefferson move. All of a sudden, he's moving up. Why?
That happens sometimes. Even Megatron.
The other three guys have always been there.
The year Megatron came out, because they barely passed at Georgia Tech, he wasn't on there early. Then they looked at the workouts, looked at the size, blah, blah, blah. He shot up the board. It happened. Saquon, he wasn't going to go that high until the great workout. And then, boom, shot up the board. That happens sometimes where guys shoot up the board late. Not everybody is a forever. Ruggs was late. People didn't know Ruggs was going to be that high, as high as we think. Then he runs really fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's not that you're wrong. I'm saying Jefferson does have a lot of the physical tools uh-huh. to be a really good wide receiver.
All right.
I still want to trade up, and I want Lamb, but I don't know if I'm going to get it. I'm just trying to be realistic.
I got you. He's my first choice. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not thinking they can get up that high.
I don't think so either.
They can get up that high to get, you know, listen, I don't know. I just have to turn the TV on and watch.
I'm starting to think. This is where I'm at right now. Defensive end first, linebacker second, wide receiver third. More and more, right. as I sit here, I'm thinking more and more defensive end, linebacker, and then wide receiver in the first round, and we might all be unhappy. But then they draft one in the second round, third round, whatever.
All right. Steel, Ocean City. What's up, Steel?
Mike, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a crystal ball sitting on my
You do have a crystal ball. Okay, good. Consult it right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If the four wide receivers are gone, the crystal ball says, Eagles, stay put and take Xavier McKinney, safety from Alabama.
That's the guy I actually selected in my mock draft with Golic and Ringo. But it's only because the four wide receivers were off the board. So is Murray. So he was the best player left, and I figured they obviously would have room for that position.
I kind of like it.
Yeah,
I like that pick. And at 53. I don't think Mims will be there at 53. They need a wide out, so I'm going to go with the Penn State alum.
You going to KJ Hamler?
That's what the crystal ball says.
All right, crystal ball has you gone for Hamler. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you got the safety and Hamler. That's what that's your big haul out of this draft.
Well, that's what the crystal ball says, so I'm gonna go with that. Right. Hey, Mike, real quick, a TV question.
Uh-huh.
There was a sportswoman, maybe a newscaster, Raven Hare. I think she left Philly, maybe controversially. Do you know who that might have been?
How recent?
I don't know. Was she like married to Larry Menti or somebody?
Oh, that was Dawn Stenslin.
Dawn Stenslin?
No. He did, but she got pulled underneath the wake of that. Yeah, Dawn Stenslin was married to Larry Menti. He got into controversy with he was harassing what was the woman's name? It was on Channel 3, went to New York.
Cece Lane.
Yeah, Alicia Lane.
She was dating Mancow.
What's that?
She was dating Mancow, the DJ at the time.
No, it wasn't Mancow. It was another DJ who worked here. In this market.
Was it?
Yes.
No. It was a wild, that was a wild story. I never knew the real truth of everything.
He went to New York with her. He left the Philly. I forget what his name was. It wasn't Mancow. He was on a music station here.
Oh, it was Chris Booker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris.
Okay.
Chris Booker.
Because then didn't she end up scrapping on the street because of him?
Yes.
I feel like it was like a big.
It was a cab fight.
Yeah, it was a big soap opera around that situation.
Yes.
I like Celine.
So did I. Yes. But yeah. I remembered.
She came through town like a meteor.
Yeah, people, she was great.
Uh-huh. They were all over
her. Oh, yeah.
They were all about her. People were talking about her. It's kind of good that she didn't come around during the social media age yet, because that would have been a thing.
And Dawn Stenslin, she was a fave of mine. She was at Fox.
She did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I liked her. And she was married to Larry Menti when this all went down. And she got pulled under the rug with it.
I always thought Larry did a good job as well, to be honest. Larry's, I thought Larry was solid.
Yeah, just solid, straight. Yeah, I mean, he was a national guy who went, then, you know.
That's what I mean. I always thought he did a good job.
Yeah. All right, 610-632.
Now that we're coming back.
The controversial news anchor days that we used to have in here, huh?
That was like the golden age of Philly drama, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were in the gossips all the time.
Now everybody gets along, at least outwardly everybody gets along, no beefing. Yeah. Natalie doing a video with Crystal, not fighting with Crystal. What's the deal with that? Y'all need to start beefing.
There you go. All right. Oh, there's a story that I don't know about.
No, they did. What? No, a lot of the local female sports. They did a video for the. I shouldn't be speaking. Natalie.
Yeah, did you see our TikTok, Mike?
I did not.
No, so actually, Samantha from the morning show, Sam Wilson, texted me and she said we're trying to get a bunch of the Philly sports media, you know, women to participate in this dance thing. I don't have a TikTok, but I did it. Yeah, it's on my Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, a lot of people. People from Fox, everybody. Yeah, it was me. Websites.
It was me, Katie Emmer, Devin Caney. She's the Wings reporter. Alex McIntyre, the Flyers photographer. Brooke Dexter. She's the writer for NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Who else was in it? Crystal. You know, Kristen Rogers.
Right.
And Kristen Rogers and Samantha and Jessica Town, who does Babes on Broadway. Samantha. Yeah, it was fun. I felt really hip and trendy because I'm like the oldest out of them, you know?
You know, there was another there was another news anchor scandal like right before the Dawn Stensland thing. Well, maybe it was after the Dawn Stensland thing. Maybe there was a co-anchor, and one guy, it was a guy who wound up suing the station.
Really?
For wrongful termination.
I don't know.
It got bitter. What was his name? He was a former cop who turned into a news anchor.
I gotta look.
No. And he was with the long time. I can't forget her name. I can't believe I forget her name. But she was a co-anchor with him. This guy, and it was probably before Stensland came on. Maybe Rich Noonan.
Rich Noonan.
Rich Noonan was his name. And he had a beef.
He had a beef.
He sued or something.
See, everything's calm
now. Yeah, it was all crazy back then in the day.
Yeah, Wild West.
All right, Mike Mussinelli Show. We're back after this.
The Mike Mussinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.448, Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. I just went back and looked up. There's more to that story, Tyro.
What you mean?
Yeah, the Fox controversy with the anchors.
There was more to it?
Yeah, there was more to it. There were actually two controversial situations at Fox. In the early 2000s, Rich Noonan was the anchor.
Yeah.
His contract was not renewed. He sued on racial discrimination grounds.
Rich Noonan
filed a complaint with the Human Relations Commission, alleging that the station manager, the program, the news director, told him that the newscast looked too lily white. Yes.
That was literally my actual sound.
And he sued because he's alleged racial discrimination.
Okay.
Because they replaced him with a black anchor.
At the time. Oh.
Yeah, whose name was Dave Huddleston.
Oh, I remember Dave.
I remember Dave Huddleston.
Yeah. Now, not on the heels of that, but years later, they had a reporter / anchorman who sued because he got fired after uttering the N-word, and he sued for racial discrimination, saying that African-American employees were not disciplined for using the same word.
Whoa.
And he claimed that he was, right. He got fired. Now, I don't know where that ever went.
Now, I will say, I've never said that word at work.
Uh-huh.
But if I did, and you did, the punishment shouldn't be equal.
No.
But I don't say that. I mean, it works. No, it's a place of business.
Yeah, he apparently didn't. He apparently didn't understand the difference.
Yeah.
So I assume he did not prevail.
Yeah, I just say that at work. I mean, this is a job.
So Fox was covered in controversies there for a while.
Wow.
All right, let's get back to the fun. Joe in Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
What's going on, Mike? How you guys doing?
What's up, Joe?
No, just give my opinion on who I think the Eagles are going to take tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they trade up and they draft Lamb, but I think that's very unlikely at this point. I definitely think they got to take a wide receiver in the first round, though.
You don't want them to just sit there and exhaust the possibility that they could all be taken. You want to be aggressive and get the guy.
Absolutely. I mean, they got to get one of the four. I mean, if you can take Jefferson at 21, I'll live with that. But anything else, I don't think.
You don't want them to come out of the bathroom with something in their hands. Yeah?
Correct.
Yeah, like, but, you know.
I mean.
You better be somebody good to plant that gun in there, right?
Right?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if they wind up taking the edge rusher at 21 and then they get the kid from Penn State in the second round, I might live with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think you got to get one of those four guys. I mean, I hope it's Lamb. I think Lamb's obviously the best wide receiver in the draft. But at the end, if you end up with Jefferson, I mean, that's fine. Because, I mean, Wentz was throwing the, you know, garbage cans last season. You know, you need somebody he can throw to.
You see, you use the word that's the one that screamed me out. You go, if you get him, it's fine. I need more than fine. You know, I want to be, like, jacked. And the only way now I'm going to be jacked, Jefferson doesn't jack me. He might be fine, but the other guys would jack me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, but this all goes back to if you just would have traded for DeAndre Hopkins, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Well, yeah, we can't go back in time. We can't spin the earth.
Nah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, like I said, you got to get one of those four guys. And if you don't, I mean, there's going to be a lot of disappointed people.
I got you. All right, man. Stay tuned. It'll be on tonight. The draft. A live event. I don't know what I'm going to do. This is like, I'm so used to the live events. I don't know how I'm going to take this. It's actually something you can react to tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'm super disappointed in Goodell's basement.
Oh, wait, you saw it?
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, he put out this video?
Uh-huh.
It's definitely his mom's basement. That is not Roger Goodell's basement.
It can't be. It does have like some mahogany.
Mahogany, but look at the paneling and the crown molding.
Like it's got paneling?
It's basic. It looks like it's paneling.
What I think
is an old Italian house.
I think he's a cheap guy because he mentioned something about being there for 30 years, and he is old, so
hasn't been updated, and that shows.
Yeah. You make $40 million a year, you'd update the basement.
I'm telling you, Mike. Wait until you see this place. I can't believe it.
It's got paneling.
It looks
not the wood paneling.
There's a lot of wood in the basement.
Is it white paneling?
No, the cabinets look like old paneling.
Yeah, they look like they're solid.
No.
It looks like they're hollow if you knock the
yes.
It wouldn't give you a doot-doot-doot. It'd give you a hollow.
Yeah.
Oof, violation to have paneling now, and this guy, $40 million.
Big screen TV, so it looks like I don't know what he's doing with his money.
I don't even know if it's a flat screen. It still has the bottom. Everyone wants to make fun of my TV.
It's a big,
making $40 million, doesn't have to spend it
now, right? Because now, come on, Roger, I'm gonna hate you. Like,
the interior
come on, Roger.
I'm floored, and if I were his wife, I'd be like, bro.
Well,
we have all this money, and this is our basement?
She can't, move some mountains here?
She probably doesn't care about the basement. The kitchen's probably nice. That's for him. I bet you she doesn't use that basement.
Like, go sit in your old basement.
House, they go down there.
Nah, they probably got another area. No one goes down there. The way that basement was looking, I tell you what, Mike. You don't make $40 million. If I go to your house and you have that basement, I'm talking about you behind your back. No, like, what's up with Mike's basement?
Listen, man, you know I wouldn't have a basement begging $40 million. Like, look like paneling on it.
It looks
I'm
like I can't.
In my living room. It's like I have nightmares at it at night. In the 70s, my parents went to paneling.
That's when this basement
and
is
and
from.
And the green wool carpet.
Yeah, that's where this basement is from.
Covered hardwood floors.
Folding tables, I'm telling you, Mike. It's insane. Terrible.
And the bad Mediterranean lamps and coffee tables.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
It's a bad basement.
5 o'clock hour is ahead on the Mike Pesnelli Show. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.